Johnson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. Just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Members, it's here. Milo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items. Plus, members save $10 per gallon of Stainmaster Performance interior paint. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to Milo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Recovery efforts continuing near Reagan National Airport after the mid-air collision last night between an American Eagle passenger jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter. 64 passengers and crew members, along with three Army soldiers, died. President Trump earlier at a briefing called it a dark moment for the nation, and he vowed a full investigation.
President Trump said his administration doesn't know what led to the crash between the American Airlines jet and the Army helicopter, but said they have, quote, some very strong opinions. He later suggested diversity efforts in hiring at the Federal Aviation Administration has made air travel less safe. Asked for evidence to support those claims, the president said,
"It just could have been."
Pushed on how he can conclude at this point that diversity had something to do with the crash, the president said,
"Because I have common sense."
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Democratic Senate leader Chuck Schumer responding, criticizing the president for, quote, idle speculation as bodies are still being recovered. This is ABC News. Hamas turning over more hostages today as part of the ceasefire deal with Israel, now in its second week.
Three Israelis and five Thai nationals safely back in Israel after spending more than 480 days in Hamas captivity. But Hamas giving most of them a dangerous and demeaning send-off. A young Israeli woman and an 80-year-old Israeli grandfather pushed through an armed crowd that could barely be controlled for nearly an hour. It was a long and precarious walk to freedom. Israel's prime minister so angry he delayed for several hours the release of Palestinian prisoners. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Health and environmental officials in Massachusetts say bird flu appears to be widespread among birds in the state. In a statement, officials said bird flu is, quote, likely present even in places where there have not been confirmed positive cases. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold at $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin's U.S. senators are at odds over the nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to head the Department of Health and Human Services.
Prior to a Capitol Hill hearing on Wednesday, Democrat Tammy Baldwin said Kennedy has pushed vaccine conspiracy theories.
In fact, he said once that no vaccine is safe and effective.
Kennedy said he's not anti-vax. Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson thanked him.
I think I know the personal and political price you've paid for this decision. I want to say publicly, I thank you for that.
The Committee on Finance will decide whether to advance Kennedy's nomination to the full Senate. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A new bill from Wisconsin Democrats looks to protect those in the U.S. illegally. Milwaukee Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez says the bill would protect them from being detained in public spaces without a judicial warrant.
Kids deserve to feel safe in school. People deserve to seek medical care without fear of separation or detainment. That's why we are introducing this bill.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has said Republicans will introduce legislation forcing law enforcement to cooperate with immigration officials as they work to deport people in the U.S. illegally. Over 70 cats were removed from a southeast Wisconsin home. Officials in Grafton deemed that home unlivable this week following a welfare check on the resident. A We Energies employee checking meters spotted dozens of cats in the window and saw packages building up at the front door. A welfare check of the home showed it had no water, gas, or electricity, and the elderly homeowner was unable to take care of themselves. 73 cats have been taken to local shelters, the residents receiving help and medical treatment. No criminal charges have been filed. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow. An extremely warm winter day today. As we're soaking up the sunshine and feeling like spring, record highs are being shattered across the region. For us, we'll soar to the low 50s. Tomorrow, taking a 15-degree temperature hit, snow slides in on Saturday. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free from BCI Bath & Shower. 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 45.
Wheat futures stayed on the rally train, while corn and soy complex futures traded mostly lower. Cotton was lower, milk was mixed, lean hogs were higher, and volatility is alive and well in the cattle complex. The problem is, there weren't many buyers in the cattle markets today.
Live with the mute button squarely disengaged via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we'll chat with Brian Basting from Advanced Trading. Directly following the news, Oliver Slope from Blue Line Futures checks in. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. And now, say hello to the host of AgriTalk, Chip Lorre.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Thursday afternoon.
Thursday
afternoon already. Wow.
Yes,
wow,
sir.
Wow, wow, wow. It's happening quick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I went, you know, when I went up for some lunch, I thought, well, I should at least step outside and see what it feels like.
You get a little breath of fresh air, sure.
Dude, you're lucky you got me back in.
That good out there, huh, buddy?
55 degrees.
What?
55 degrees. It is gorgeous out there.
We've still got foggy London town going on down here. We're still a four handle, 48 degrees.
There you go.
Overcast, misty. Yeah.
Got God's country up here at 55 degrees, looking beautiful. Sun is shining.
Woo,
man.
Must be doing something right, brother. Must be
doing
something
right. You know
we are.
You know we are. Welcome to AgriTalk. Glad that you are with us. Okay, we've got Oliver coming up here in just a bit. Looking forward to getting his quick take on what happened in the markets today, especially that setback in the cattle market. What's going on there? We'll ask Oliver about that. And then we got Brian Basting on the show today.
Yeah.
This is always a kind of a check yourself station. Okay? So do a checkup. Make sure that you're where you need to be with your marketing kind of conversation.
Okay.
And
like,
boy, after the run that we've had since Jan 10, it's pretty good timing. Pretty good timing to get Brian in here and have that conversation.
Absolutely.
So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Was that Garrett Toy yesterday when
when he came in saying, you know, the beans weren't quite as bad as we thought as they were going to be in December. And, you know, just things have changed now. It's a good time for a little reflection. Let's take a critical look at what we got going on here. I like it.
Yep, that's absolutely correct. All right, we got a lot of ground to cover. Get to the news.
Jeff, the U.S. dollar index traded lower today. That provided support for wheat futures, especially after USDA reported export sales in the weekend of January 23 of 456,000 metric tons. Sales were at the high end of trade expectations, with the Philippines, unknown destinations, South Korea, Mexico, and Vietnam all on the list of buyers. Sove Econ also provided support for wheat futures by cutting its estimate of Russian wheat exports by 900,000 metric tons to 42.8 million tons. For perspective, USDA earlier this month put Russian wheat exports at 46 million metric tons. Here at home, March soft red winter wheat traded to within a quarter of a penny of resistance at 570. That's the highest level since November 22nd. March hard red winter wheat futures were 8 cents higher at 588 and a quarter. March SRW 566 and a half. March spring wheat futures closed at 620 and a quarter, up 6 1/2 cents.
Yeah, you know, that Russian wheat export forecast is really something. If it's right, Russian wheat exports over the next 5 months are going to have to be cut in half from last year. That could send some demand to the U.S.
Well, Chip, export sales of corn the weekend of Jan 23 totaled 1.36 million metric tons. That was in line with trade expectations, with Japan, Mexico, Spain, South Korea, and Colombia all on the list of buyers. Corn prices under pressure throughout the session as spreaders unwound long corn, short wheat spreads. The Brazilian weather forecast also calls for drier conditions in northern production areas next week, which would allow for progress in planting the Safrina corn crop. March corn futures opened slightly lower and near session highs closed near session lows, posted an inside trading day. March corn futures were 6 3/4 lower at 490 and 1/4. May corn down 6 cents to 501 and a half. July corn futures closed at 504 and 1/4. That's down 4 3/4 cents today.
Little consolidation in the corn trade today. I wouldn't call it anything more than that.
Yeah. Well, export sales of soybeans weekend of January 23 totaled just 438,000 metric tons. That was short of trade expectations. China and Spain were on the list of buyers. Soybean meal sales in the week were very strong at 410,000 metric tons, and bean oil export sales were good at 12,500 metric tons. The potential for better harvest conditions in central Brazil encouraged more hedge selling in nearby soybeans. March bean futures basically retraced yesterday's price advance with a high range open and a low range close. March beans were 16 1/2 cents lower at 1044. May beans down 15 1/2 cents to 1059 3/4. July beans closed at 1074 1/2. That's down 14 1/4 cents, Chip.
Yeah, it's almost February 1. The Brazilian weather forecast is going to be having more and more impact on our price action in the soy complex.
Well, export sales of cotton in the weekend of January 23 totaled 280,000 bales, up 20% from the four-week average. March cotton was 39 points lower at 66.27. Beef export sales in the week were very good at just over 20,000 metric tons. February live cattle futures posted back-to-back lower closes for the first time this month as traders take profits on long positions. Ahead of tomorrow afternoon's cattle inventory report, February live cattle down 255 to 204.47 and a half. March feeder futures down 207 and one half to 273.20. And on the snout side, February lean hog futures up 47 and one half cents to close at 84.37 and one half, Chip.
All right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Oliver Slope, Blue Line Futures. How you doing, Oliver?
I'm doing well, Chip. How about yourself?
Good, good, good. Heavy pressure on the cattle complex today, but can we just look at anticipation of the inventory report?
Yeah, I think there's a combination of things. I think, you know, you guys mentioned reflection as being kind of a common theme, and I think you can do the same thing in the cattle market. It has just been red hot and a one-way ticket to the upside. So I think end of the month, ahead of a big report, you're probably seeing some of that air come out of the market a little bit. Then you also have just a lopsided position from the funds. And I know a lot of people, you know, take what the funds do with a grain of salt. They've hit this one out of the park. But I think the concern is that if they start to unwind, who's going to be there to pick up those contracts when they go to sell them. It's not as liquid as, you know, a corn market or a soybean market or the S&P. It's a thinly traded market, relatively speaking. So that's the concern. And I think we've started to see, you know, some of that play out over the last couple of days. All in all, you know, $6 pullback in live cattle after such a sharp move higher, probably not unwarranted and ultimately probably healthy for a little bit of a reset.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the way that you put it there. A little bit of a reset. We certainly needed it. Boy, give and take market in the beans right now, isn't it?
Yeah, the grains are actually exciting for the first time in what seems like a long time. I mean, it seemed like we were watching paint dry there at the end of last year, but you know, a lot of movement, a lot of good activity, which is always good. It presents opportunities. The thing that's caught our eye over the last couple of days is those new crop contracts for both corn and beans looking very constructive, technically speaking. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if the funds start to press these grain markets like they did the livestock markets.
All right. Good stuff, Oliver. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Chet.
You bet. Oliver Slope, Blue Line Futures. Coming up next, we're going to get into a conversation with Brian Bassing, Advanced Trading, here on AgriTalk.
As you plan the future of your farm, you've probably noticed something. It takes more than money. It takes a lending partner that keeps you fully prepared to leap when land becomes available. That's why FBN Finance created a simple, easy pre-qualification process valid for up to 180 days. Don't just borrow money. Borrow more at fbn.com/agritalk. Offered by FBN Finance and its lending partners. NMLS ID 1631119. Terms and restrictions apply.
Markets in Music City. It has a nice ring to it. That's why we want you to meet us in Nashville for the AgMarket.net Farm and Co-Profit Not Price Conference, February 2nd and 3rd at the Renaissance Nashville Hotel, with presentations geared toward risk management, a market outlook, technical analysis, and more, all while socializing some of the top analysts and producers around the country just steps from Broadway. Give us a call to register at 844-4-AG-MRKT or head to AgMarket.net. There's a risk of loss in trading futures and or options.
The Scoop Podcast is where we talk about tight supply chains, emerging agronomic challenges, technology tools delivering ROI. I'm Margie Eckelkamp, editor of The Scoop and host of The Scoop Podcast. Join me as I interview leaders from across the ag retail sector. Farmers are working hard for every bushel, and their trusted advisors are by their side. Find The Scoop Podcast wherever you find podcasts so you are up to date on everything ag retail.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shots. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at GetMyFluShot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Council.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance. Experienced loan advisors putting farmers first with farmland rates as low as 5.71%.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Pleasure with us. Oliver said it. I mean, there's some excitement happening in the grain trade right now. And it, you know, he's exactly right. You go back to the end of last year, and we were all wondering, what is it going to take?
Yeah.
What is it going to take to bring some activity back into these grain markets? Well, mm-hmm. we figured it out. You know, you take some bushels off that 24 crop, and you take a bushel off the 24 crop beans, and mm-hmm. tighten up the supply side a bit, and all of a sudden we've got us a market that is capturing the attention of some of the speculative money out there. Okay, let's talk about that right now with Brian Basting, Advanced Trading. Brian, it is good to talk to you. How are you?
Hey, it's always great to talk to you, Chip. I'm doing pretty good, thanks. How about yourself?
Good. Doing just fine, man. Like I said, it's 55 degrees up here in Northeast Iowa. What's it like in Central Illinois?
Well, I think I'm in the same boat as Davis, I think, at this point, Chip. We got kind of a dank day here in Central Illinois. We're in the mid-40s, rainy, just kind of one of those cloudy days. But we're inching one day closer to spring, so that's the good news.
Yeah, that is exactly right. Excitement in the grain trade. How did it happen? Give me your thoughts on how the market is performing right now.
I think this year, Chip, it could end up being one of the more dynamic years I've ever seen. We've got so many moving pieces as we move into 2025 here. We did, as you said, to get a big shocker with that January 10th supply-demand report when they really clipped off the corn yield and really altered the supply picture from what we were looking at there in the middle of October when March corn futures were hovering under 420 a bushel, believe it or not, after the October WASDE report. So that's the first thing I think that really triggered things. And then we're looking at exceptionally strong corn export demand, Chip. With Ukraine having a smaller crop this year, exports were up actually in the OND period for Ukraine. However, we're getting more indications, Chip, that the exports are winding down, if you will, in Ukraine. One of the lowest totals here at the end of January in 8 years. So if you remove Ukraine from the equation, Brazil supplies are just about exhausted now until July, until new crop harvest. We're the only shop in town, and the market is counting on Argentina to supply about 25% of the world's corn exports, Chip, from March to June. And all of a sudden, it gets hot and dry in Argentina. And the funds have jumped on board the last couple months here. And so we've really done a 180 here with the supply picture in the U.S., the demand picture being stronger than expected, at least on the export side, and now a big concern about what that Argentina crop's going to look like. So it's been a recipe for volatility, Chip.
Yeah. USDA took some export demand off of the corn balance sheet in that January 10 update. Sounds like you think we might be able to get some of that back.
I think at this point, Chip, there's a kind of a double-edged sword. The export side is really contingent now on China. I think we've got a solid chance at a 2.5 export program for corn. I think USDA is at 2.45 now. So we might be able to add a million or two tons there, 50, 75 million bushel. I think the big wild card in that mix, though, is China. And if they were to come in here for 100 million bushels, for example, then you're talking about a 2.55 program, 2.6 program. And it's a big if, Chip. I don't want us, your listeners to say, Brian said it's going to be China coming back. They've certainly given no indication so far that they're anxious for corn from anyone, much less the U.S. They haven't bought hardly any Brazil corn this year. So it's been quite a change from the last couple of years. But that's a big if to keep an eye on. The other side of that sword, though, I'd say at this point, Chip, is that our SON feed residual disappearance was down 6% from last year. It kind of flew under the radar in that grain stocks report there back earlier this month. We had disappointing feed residual usage on paper compared to a year ago. And I think the other variable going forward, Chip, is, boy, this wheat market's very competitive now going forward at substituting for corn. And we know that there's end users out there already sniffing around for wheat this spring and, of course, into the summer. So it feels like that feed residual number could have some downside to it. But we only get an update on that, Chip, four times a year, whereas we're pounding out these weekly export sales on corn every week. Yeah. Another big one this morning. So, and the market's so sensitive to what's going on in Argentina. It's the bulls are really in charge, at least for the moment.
Okay. There's something that got you thinking about a potential China buy. I mean, I know what you're saying. That is a wild card out there, but What's got you thinking that it might be a possibility?
Well, I just think we have to go back, Chip, to obviously the first time that President Trump was in office. Obviously, yeah. There was some butting heads, if you will, there, and ended up China bought a lot of U.S. corn to satisfy. I can't remember the name of the program that they had, but they ended up where they signed an agreement with, to buy so much U.S. products. And they ended up buying a bunch of corn. You know, so there is precedent for that. And again, it doesn't have to be a repeat of that, but it's just something to be aware of in the context of obviously President Trump's back in office. Obviously, tariffs are being talked about. Obviously, China doesn't want to get hit too bad with those. So maybe that is something that they can work out here. It's just something that's another ingredient, if you will, Chip, in that recipe for volatility. And yeah. I just remind your listeners just to step aside for a moment, Chip. We view volatility as opportunity for producers. Tremendous opportunities here that we didn't anticipate here right before us with corn, March futures approaching $5 a bushel and even March beans over 1050, 1075 briefly there for a while. But point being is that volatility is opportunity. It's just a matter of having a plan of how you're going to manage that volatility, because it certainly feels like this is going to be with us again, I think, all the way through our growing season.
I love that. Volatility is an opportunity. Phase one of the trade agreement, phase two of the trade agreement. That's what you were referring to.
You got a good memory, young man.
And
yeah, that's right.
And there has been some conversation about knocking on their door saying, "Hi, it's us again. Hey, remember this agreement?"
Yeah.
And, you know, I think it is a legitimate, it's something that we very legitimately have to watch for, Brian. And it's something that I haven't thought about here for about 3 weeks. I'm glad you mentioned it, because we talked about it at the start of the year, but we haven't talked about it much during January at all, that is a possibility. But I think we need to be very, very much aware that the U.S. could put some pressure on China to live up to that trade agreement, and something that we need to watch with. Good stuff. So what are your thoughts on carryover on corn?
You know, we're at a carryout number now, 154, Chip. I think I went back and looked, believe it or not, in the fall of 2023, USDA put out a baseline projection, if you will, for 24-25 of about a 2.8 billion bushel carryout. That seems like ancient history now, but it's a fact. I dug it up on my email. So we've seen a real 180 again on corn, the whole perception of carryout. And one could certainly build a scenario where it might nudge down a bit further. I think we're set on the supply side at this point. But the ethanol, we did see a little bit of a light number yesterday, but ethanol continues to chug along, maybe a bit higher there, maybe a bit higher in exports, maybe more than a bit if China were to come back in. I just remind your listeners to always keep in mind that feed residual usage, though, Chip, is still the largest component of usage. And we get that next number at the end of March. That'll be a big number to see if we get confirmation that the SON decline was not just a blip, and if that's confirmed. And with the prospect of wheat feeding this summer, I think that that carryout number potentially, underline the word potentially, could nudge higher down the road. Now, the market's not looking at that today, making the highest price here since Memorial Day yesterday. But it's something to be aware of. What am I looking at today? We're actually a bit higher than the government with a lower feed residual number because of the wheat inquiries we're hearing in the country.
Okay.
And I think that the wheat could be a big deal this summer. Again, the market only gets that update, though, four times a year on the grain stocks report, Chip.
Right. It's one of the reasons it's such a volatile son of a gun.
You got that right.
It is important information for the market, and as you said, we only get it four times a year. So we obviously have to pay attention there. Real quick, and I don't want to get too deep into this. What are your thoughts on 25 crop acres on corn?
I think we could plant quite a bit of corn, weather permitting, this spring, Chip. Bean corn ratios tilting that way. Any spreadsheet that you pull out is tilting that way. I think we could plant a lot more corn than we did a year, maybe 4 or 5 million more acres in 25 than compared to 24.
Okay, 4 to 5 million more acres. That's going to be our starting point when we come back. What would that mean for the corn market? Where are those acres coming from? Are we going to take them from beans? We got to run down the bean S&D, and then we got to talk about what we do with these rallies that we've already seen. How do we use them? We'll do that next here on AgriTalk.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities, I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
Me too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved it, but I love it 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com and check today's closes. Where March HRW wheat futures were 8 cents higher at 588 and a quarter. March SOW up 4 cents to 566 and one half. March corn futures 6 and 3 quarter cents lower at 490 and one quarter. May corn down 6 cents to 501 and one half. March soybean futures were 16 and a half cents lower at 1044. May beans down 15 and a half cents to 1059 and three quarters. March cotton 39 points lower today, 66.27. On your livestock, February fat cattle down 255 to 204.47 and a half. March feeder futures down 207 and a half to 273.20. February lean hog futures up 47 and one half cents to 84.37 and one half. Get more market news every market day. Visit profarmer.com.
Day one, the heart. There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
A warm day today in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Plenty of sunshine with highs low 50s, west winds at around 10. Tonight, clear lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, sunshine will have highs in the upper 30s. Be listening for coverage of Durand, Arkansas at Elk Mound Boys Basketball tonight. The Advent Health Panther Preview is at 7. Tip-off is at 7:15 on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. You're listening to AgriTalk, where the conversation begins. Join us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
We're talking markets. and risk management here on AgriTalk. Brian Bassing, Advanced Trading, is our guest analyst today. We're going to come back to that, your thoughts on 2025 corn acres in just a bit. But I want to go through the bean balance sheet right now and what this bean market is telling you. I mean, we had such a nice day to the upside yesterday. We gave it all back plus a little bit today, Brian. I mean, it just is the volatility is here. There's no question about that.
The bean market feels fragile is a word I would use at this point, Chip, okay. From a producer standpoint. It's just the cash market's soft. The exports are softening as Brazil gets ready to harvest this record crop. Just everything feels weak in the bean complex. Having said all that, we still got to get Argentina through their growing season here in February. All the way through the first half of March will be critical for that Argentina crop. But Argentina is the largest soybean meal exporter, I'd remind your listeners, in the world. So I don't want to write off the bean market. But there are whispers out there at this point, Chip, that maybe that carry out, if Argentina were to at least have a decent crop, high 40s to low 50s, may inch well over 400, inch back well over 400. Even some are whispering five, creeping back to 500. So I think a producer's got to really defend the balance sheet on beans. If you still got some old crop beans, really strongly consider getting a floor underneath those beans, either by cashing them out and buying a call option or buying a put. But we've had a good rebound here. I just think the bean market is more fragile. We do want to leave that upside open, though, Chip. I think still we got this uncertainty about Argentina, and it's a big deal because Argentina is such a big player in the meal market. So, but of the two, corn and beans, beans feel more fragile at this point because of the balance sheet and the softness in the cash market.
Okay. You do want to maintain the upside potential in here because of the unknowns. And you said it, you know, buying a put option or cashing out and replacing with a call option. Are those the two primary strategies that you're looking at right now, Brian?
Roll crop, yes, Chip. Okay. I think this is an ideal environment for options at this point. We have unprecedented moving pieces, if you will, here, whether it's geopolitical, whether it's a new administration, just barely 1 week into its next set here, and we've got South American weather, we've got uncertainty about Black Sea still, just so many moving pieces, and they've got a near record long, or at least a very, very large record long in the managed funds in corn. And you could certainly build a case where if you get a black swan bearish event, it's bang, 2 or 3 days in a row on the downside for corn. Having said that, no one can see a black swan event coming, so I certainly can't predict it. On the upside, if you do get confirmation that this Argentina crop has suffered and you do get China to come back in here, you could get an explosive market to the upside. I'm not predicting one or the other, Chip, but that's the magic of options, is that they give you that opportunity to be a participant by giving you a floor and giving you the upside. So, yes, those two strategies you just highlighted, old crop, GMP contract with a cash sale and a call option purchase, and or a put option purchase, give you that opportunity.
Yeah, very good. Very good. And plus, you get rid of the risk of the cash, and it all starts to make sense. Okay, corn acres. If we've got corn acres up 4 to 5 million, what are bean acres going to be?
I think they're going to come down here in 2025, Chip. I think they're going to come down probably at least 3 to 4 million acres. You certainly argue that. You just don't have the incentive. For example, Chip, last year, the crop insurance base price was $11.85. 2 years ago, Chip, it was $13.36. We aren't even at what's NOV 25 trading at there, about 10.50 now, 10.53. So we're not even in the ballpark of those two numbers. And I think that we just don't have the numbers there to get us to get excited about beans. So I think we're going to take quite a big chunk out of the bean acres here in 25.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, if we're talking about comparing to last year's crop insurance price, the spring price, we're back to it in corn, right?
Yeah. Yeah. 466 was the spring price last year, Chip. Yeah. That's right where we are today. 464 on the close. 2 years ago was 591. But last year, that just shows you how much of a change we've seen, that the corn is where it was last year in terms of, you said, the spring price. But we're nowhere near that for beans. So
okay.
At the moment, corn is in the driver's seat for that, for those acres that have some flexibility.
Okay, so if we take that many acres off of beans, does it really brighten up the outlook for beans? Can we... You said that we are probably pushing the old crop carryover up from this 380 million bushels that USDA projected in the January WASD. But let's just use 380 as a starting point. Can we take that carryover down from there if we would lose that many acres?
You'd have to take the yield down too, Chip. Yeah. I think if you get a trend yield, I know I'm kind of saying the ifs and buts, but if we were to take the yield down with the acreage down, yes. Otherwise, if we're going to get a trend yield in the low 50s, no, I don't think we are going to take the carry out for 25, 26 down, because we're staring right down the barrel, right in the face of the 170 million ton crop of Brazil being harvested the next 90 days here. And that's going to carry over all the way into the fall. And that's going to hurt our SON program. And we don't know, but the one wild card I'd add there, Argentina does export some beans, but the meal, 2 years ago, we saw when Argentina had a horrible crop, we did step up the meal exports quite a bit. Yeah. And so that's the one thing. I don't want to bury the bean market here, but I just say that it's going to have to take the corn bean acres down 2 to 3. I could still build a 450 million bushel carryout for 25, 26 if we get that 52 bushel trend yield.
Okay. So what do you want to do with 10-15 November 25 beans then? It's not like we're jumping up and down and saying let's lock in profits. I mean, really, yeah. You're managing losses at that, aren't you?
Yeah, you really got to look at a couple different flexible strategies there, Chip. The short-dated options is something to look at. Okay. If you're looking at purchasing put options, a short-dated option, you're not going to pay the premium that you would if you go all the way out, for example, to that November contract. You could do an HTA out there. But you're right. It isn't anything to jump up and down about when you're looking at that 10.53.5. There's, you know, I can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear, as it were. And you got a challenge there, and that's the market's job. You know, the market's job is to say we don't want any more bean acres with 170 million tons coming out of Brazil if Argentina harvests 50. That's way too many beans. We got enough. So that's the market's job. But what can a producer do if you're going to plant beans? Those are the things. I still want to give myself some flexibility with a short dated option and or some HTAs out there, maybe for new crop, but I got more ideas for new crop corn than I do for new crop beans.
Okay, well, what do you want to do with the 465 new crop corn then?
I like short dated options for new crop corn. It really gives you an opportunity to take a look at this Argentina crop, take a look at the Safrinha crop. If you go out to like a May or July short dated put for December, or for based off of that, the December contract, but it'd be like the May or July. It gives you an opportunity to see what South America is going to do, and you don't have to pay that time value out there. And right. You can start doing a tiny bit of cash sales mixed in there. It isn't 420, 430 is a lot better than 370 or whatever, 380 last fall. So you can put your toe in the water or something like that too. But I just like putting a flow underneath here. Crop insurance period starts Monday, Chip. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
We'll get a good look at that the next 30 days, and we can go forward from there. But certainly there's more attractive opportunities, and in corn than our beans at the moment.
Okay. All right. What role is wheat playing in all of this?
I still think we've got to respect what we can do in this terms of substitution, Chip, for the feeding side. We got a lot of cattle feedlots out in Kansas, Colorado, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Texas Panhandle are certainly more than happy to get a pan of cattle fed on wheat if this corn is going to go to the moon here. And they're already making inquiries. We've got from very reliable sources. Same thing in the Southeast for the soft red wheat folks, looking at those hog operations down there, looking at the turkey operations down there, heavy in those areas. Wheat is a sleeper. It could really come in here, and that's a job of the market, is to look for substitutes in terms of when prices of this input, in case of corn, really take off. And this wheat corn spread, Chip, is really, really falling apart here the last 3 months.
Yeah. How much attention do the lower Russian wheat export estimates deserve?
I was doing a project on that this morning, Chip, and I'd remind your listeners that, yes, I think we're going to see between the quota and between just the concern that they have domestically, that they don't want their domestic prices to really go to the moon, is that we've got the Southern Hemisphere harvest in Australia and Argentina that's just entering the pipeline as you and I speak, and they will be the owners of the market the next 6 months, and they combined exports from those two, combined exports from Argentina and Australia, are projected by the USDA, Chip, for this year to be up 30% from a year ago, almost between 9 and 10 million tons, depending on which source you look at. So that's going to offset quite a bit of that reduction in Russia. We still need to grow a big crop in Russia, I'd remind your listeners, here in 25, so I don't want to forget about that. I mean, there are some ifs and buts about if Russia has a struggle here with their 25 crop. But for the moment, Chip, not southern hemisphere to come in here and replace that.
Gotcha. It's always a good conversation, Brian. You always give me things to think about, buddy. Thank you so much for making time for us.
You're welcome, Chip. I appreciate the opportunity. It's always great talking markets with you.
Fantastic. That's Brian Bassing, Advanced Trading, here on AgriTalk. Okay, when we come back, it'll be Davis and me. We'll put a wrap on that conversation that we just had with Brian right here on AgriTalk.
Okay, antibody.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelte can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelte can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelte can ship semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game changing medications. All 100% online with Zelte and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zelte. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's ACCEPT to 200-300. Text ACCEPT to 200-300.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. Every day, ZipRecruiter helps people who are actively looking for jobs like yours, so it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
General Manager, FBN Financial. Dan, as farmers consider where to get their land financing, why should they consider FBN?
Well, at FBN Finance, we're really dedicated to serving family farmers and putting farmers first. We've created an experience to provide farmers with all the essential information that they need during their land financing journey. And so on the front end, they can use our free land evaluation tool, AcreVision. They can look at land insights and metrics, soil types, using that product. Then they can use our land calculator to view their estimated rates and fees. And then when they're ready to get pre-qualified, they can use our digital application and then take advantage of our instant approvals for qualifying applications.
Okay, pre-qualification and instant approvals. Explain that some more and tell me how that benefits farmers.
Well, if you're just starting out your process and you're not sure what you can afford or not sure how a lender is going to look at it, pre-qualification gives you that confidence to go out to an auction or, you know, consider a refinance if it's worth the effort to put in the time and effort to get that. And then a pre-approval or an actual approval is great when you want to move quickly. So let's say you win that auction and you've got a limited time period to close. You don't want to spend the first couple weeks thinking around, who's going to give me a loan? We'll let you know right away. It takes less than 15 minutes to fill out the application, and we can get you approved for up to $2.5 million.
Really cool. Dan, how can someone get in contact with your team?
You can get started right now by going to fbn.com/agritalk, or you can call us directly at 833-FBN-LEND. That's L-E-N-D. And right now, for AgriTalk listeners, when you fill out a form to speak with a loan advisor or call us directly and mention AgriTalk, you're eligible to save $500 on closing costs for your land loan over $250,000.
Thank you, Dan. Very cool. That is Dan English, General Manager, FBN Financial.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. And more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
On your favorite radio station or your preferred digital device, AgriTalk is live every weekday.
In fact, we're live right now. Welcome back to it, everybody. It's Thursday afternoon. Ooh, 47 degrees. We lost a degree in the last half hour or so, Chip.
Well, let's see if I can find it for you. Yep, yeah. 56.
Wow. Wow. Well, good for you. You know?
Yeah. Well,
good for you.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it right here.
I think I wish we could
plan on that right through the weekend. I don't think we can, but I mean, it's still going to be nice this weekend.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Good shape. After, I'll take 47 degrees over what we had there for a little bit, even down here. Awfully cold. Awfully cold.
Yep. Yeah, no doubt. You know what's not in the forecast up here is any kind of precipitation. I mean.
Like, at all?
Yeah. Go out 10 days. They were talking about a little bit of a chance of rain today, and I guess there's still a chance that we might see something overnight, but it's very, very low odds. And I know it's the end of January, but when I say we're dry, we're dry.
Yeah.
We are dry. Dry. Yeah. Dry. Up here.
Well, and
dry.
If we're staring squarely down the barrel of the Gleisberg cycle.
Yeah.
Man.
89 year.
It could get rowdy this summer weather-wise.
Oh, it certainly could. Certainly could. You can say that about any year at this time of the year, but
I guess, yeah.
You know, but you're right. I mean, there is a history that is pointing us to some that are giving us reason to be concerned for the year ahead. That's the bottom line.
And I don't want to take you necessarily down that road. I do kind of want to keep it fresh in the back of people's minds anyway. But if we just look at the here and now where you are, the gut slot of the Corn Belt, you're behind on snow this year, aren't you? I mean, to me, that equates to behind on moisture.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So you're starting in a deficit.
Yes.
This I do not care for. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's rare that a drought starts in the spring. It usually starts in the fall, and we certainly started it last fall. There's no doubt.
Yeah, gross. Brian Basting, Advanced Trading. Ukraine is about out. Brazil won't have corn till July. That leaves Argentina to kind of fill the gap, and they're struggling with some dryness now, which is making more and more news here. This almost feels like a story, Chip.
Well, it could be. It's not yet. It's not yet. That's... That's why there is as much give and take in the corn market as there is, mm-hmm. because when things go south in Argentina, we really know it. We really know it. If you start talking about taking 350 million bushels, 10 million ton, which is a lot, I know that's a 20% cut in that Argentine crop. But if you start talking about taking 350 million bushels out of the export market at this time of year, it turns into something significant for corn. We are not there yet. Have we taken some bushels off out of the supply out of Argentina? I think we have. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's not even close to 350. It might be 35 million bushels, but it ain't 350.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it feels like there may be some short-term opportunities with the potential of a weather market that may develop 1st of August. I'm just going to throw out a random number there, somewhere mid to late summer there. How do we keep our powder dry in the meantime?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. And really, it's regardless of the timing on it. Because it could be a spring start, it could be a midsummer start, or it could be that mm-hmm. late summer start that you just that you just mentioned. You got to maintain the flexibility. So if you do any marketing on new crop in particular, you've got to maintain some upside potential at the same time. So you're going to cover your risk, your downside price risk on new crop with a put option. Or if you do a forward cash contract sale, replace it with a long call, mm-hmm. maybe take some of the time expense out of that premium. And like Brian was talking about, buy the short-dated options and just keep moving that position, that call option further and further out. You can do that until the market proves that you don't have to anymore.
Sure.
And you can do it and do all of that while minimizing your outlays for that upside risk.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. I want to go back to Oliver quick and just let you know that by Oliver's comments, you know, he wasn't really afraid of this sort of setback in the cattle today. Mm-hmm. The Jan feeders did fine, but, you know, what are you going to do? The rest of them pretty sharply lower. Calling it a correction, it sounds to me like, Chip, you may have another opportunity to buy some beef here at some point coming up.
Well, thank you, Davis. I appreciate that.
Do we set back? I mean, when he talks about a healthy setback, we've heard him talk like that about other things, too. When we talk about, the market kind of needed to pull back a little bit here. Mm-hmm. If I'm looking at the cash market, there might be some room for a little more spring. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. To get a significant setback, I think it's going to take a change in the fundamentals, and we're not there yet.
I think that's what I'm getting at. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think we're there yet, but it is a market that deserves your attention and deserves managing downside price risk. Get it and get it covered. National Weather Service 6-10 day outlook, February 5th through the 9th. We've got below normal temperatures, northern Kansas, northwest Iowa, northern Wisconsin, and points to the north of that, near normal to above normal temperatures. Above normal temperatures expected in the eastern Corn Belt. Above normal precipitation expected across the entire Corn Belt, 8-14 day, February 7th through the 13th. Below normal temperatures push across the Corn Belt, above normal precipitation. To everybody and anybody that was affected by the plane crash out in Washington, D.C., we are thinking about you. Our hearts go out to you, and we're praying for your strength. Come back tomorrow morning. We got the free-for-all here on AgriTalk.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Here at Boot Barn, our objective is to build the perfect boot. We do take our time ensuring that every step is done correctly. For a boot to last you for a lifetime, you've got to properly build the boots. Hand craftsmanship is, in my opinion, the only way you're going to achieve that. We handcraft our boots. 160 people take a boot from start to finish. We have skilled artisans at every stage of the game. We've been handcrafting boots since the beginning here at Boot Barn, and we'll continue to do so.
Shopping with your parents can be embarrassing.
Why would they sell jeans with holes in them? I'm going to speak to the manager.
Mom!
That hoodie is giving. You should get it. YOLO.
Thanks to the Chase mobile app, your kid can shop independently while you keep an eye on their spending. So you can go from...
We can be twinsies!
To...
How was shopping? Saw you stayed on budget.
Thanks, Mom.
Freedom for kids, control for parents. That's family banking from Chase.
Account subject to approval. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank NA, member FDIC.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Crews continue the grim task of recovering bodies from the Potomac River following last night's mid-